Some analysts were surprised by the numbers that came up in the USDA prospective plantings forecast out this week, according to Randy Martinson with Progressive Ag.
For corn, we're looking at acres coming in much higher than what was anticipated by the trade, about 500,000 more than expected. 89.2 million acres are what's expected to be planted. That's 1.4 less than last year. But we are looking at them being a little bit more than what the Ag Outlook Forum was talking about in February. That, I think, surprised everybody in the trade. The other big crop that everybody's paying attention to and expecting to see a big acres increase was soybeans. The average trade guess had the acres coming in close to 85.9. The actual number came in at 84.6. So we're looking at 1.3 million less than anticipated by the trade, right in line with what the Ag Outlook Forum called for in February.
Acting USDA Chief Economist Rob Johansson says the report numbers were fairly close to what he had forecast at the Outlook Forum.
We're showing a little bit more acres going into corn than we had projected back in February. I mean, very small changes, 0.2 million acres additional into corn and a little bit more going into soybeans. The prospective planning show that that's up roughly 1.1 million acres in addition to what we were expecting back in February. So those are really small changes, and obviously any kind of weather pattern that comes through could adjust those, move those around a little bit.
And speaking of weather, planting season is barely underway, and USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says there are already planting delays being reported.
Recently, it has turned drier across the south, stretching up into the Ohio Valley, and that has allowed some field work to get underway, particularly across the Mississippi Delta and the western Gulf Coast region. But we're still seeing significant planting delays for most crops, stretching from southern and eastern Texas all the way through the Mississippi Delta region. Looking at some of the corn planting numbers, we did see some good advance in Louisiana. Planting during the week ending March 29th advanced from 1 to 16% of the crop, but that's far behind last year's 67% and even further behind the five-year average of 81%. We're seeing also very significant delays elsewhere in the Deep South. Texas planting 20% complete, five-year average there 43%. And in the Delta, Mississippi corn planting just underway in the last few days, now 4% complete, compared to the five-year average of 39%.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.